Georgie Ferrugia to preview the Meadows this afternoon. G'day, George.
How are you, Gareth?
Are you dominating Monday morning there today? You're backing plenty of winners on the Carnival Channel.
We had a 12-1 shot that led everywhere but the post, so Riley's not happy with me, but he's back in the chair, as we said last week, doing some online shopping, so he's all good. Really good race tonight, this Top Cat video final, Gareth, this Group 3 race where we get to see Houdini Boy step up over 700 for the first time. There's a couple of little subplots in this race. Where's Tornado Tears at off box 6, drawn next to him? His Tears is probably in career best form when you consider consistency. He hasn't missed a top 2 spot in his last 6 starts, and we couldn't always have said that about His Tears, but... Well, I'm interested in your thoughts of Houdini Boy at $1.55, because if he does what we think he's going to do, well, you probably take those odds, don't you?
Yeah, get in the queue. Up to the 700. The only concern, you know better than me, but greyhounds going to the 700 for the first time is a question mark, but usually they're greyhounds on the pace. This greyhound works into his races, and his strongest sectionals are at the back end.
There's a couple of things. I mean, obviously, he's going up in distance where there's more slow beginners here. So I expect him to be a little bit forward, more forward than people suggest. The other thing, Gareth, is his run homes over 600 metres suggest that 700 shouldn't be a problem. Yeah. So if you're going solely on run home times, he should run 700 metres. He comes from a dam line that was really strong, so seductive. His grandmother was a really strong stayer. So there's a couple of ticks in his boxes. If we're looking for a best, Gareth, there's a couple of shorties early, including one in race. Race 2, I didn't think it was going to be that short. Race 2, number 2, Carry On Maxwell at around the $1.55, should be winning. I also like Race 7, number 1, Party Lights, should win that final. But if we're looking for, I suppose, a little bit more value, Race 11, number 4, Frank's Girl, I think should get the job done tonight. Race 11, number 4 at the Meadows. Quite a numbers, Gareth, if you're having a play. 1, 5, 6 and 8. Into 1, 3, 6 and 7, into 1, 4 and 8, into 1, 3 and 5 to bring us home. Just a little bit of cover with His Tears and Blazing Cartier as well, but you think Houdini Boy will be very hard to beat.
Great stuff. Can't wait to watch Houdini Boy. He's the people's dog these days. He was on Channel 9. Everybody wants to watch him, and he's an excitement machine for the sport of greyhound racing. And $2.8 million in prize money, an increase there for participants, especially in the lower grades, after Peter Duncan announced that announcement on our show there on RSN Central yesterday. So great news there for the participants of greyhound racing in this wonderful state, George.
Yeah, there's rumours you're bringing Kiss Me Linda back from WA, mate. So, good luck with that.
Good on you, George. Hey, download the app, the RSN 927 app, if you want to listen to George or the spring ticket a little later on with our Carnival channel on RSN, and George is on fire at the moment. So good on you, mate.